Holiday sales rise, but what comes next?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, hello, welcome to the Morning Open. I'm Bill Radke. Wall Street has just started a new week. We're looking at that and the broader economy. What do higher holiday sales say about our financial picture? That's just ahead. First, where's Wall Street? The S&P 500 is up 0.3%, the NASDAQ up 0.4%, and the Dow is ahead a little less than that, 24 points. It's at 10,544. Amazon shares are up about 0.5%. The company said this morning its customers bought more e-books than physical books on Christmas Day for the first time ever. Airline shares are down 2-3% after that failed terrorist attack. We'll say more about that in a couple of minutes. In Europe, the markets that aren't closed for Boxing Day are up 0.5%, and Asian markets rose 1% today. Oil is at a four-week high, partly because the forecast is for cold weather in the American Northeast, and raw sugar futures are at their highest price in almost 30 years, with demand bouncing back faster than supplies. As I said, it looks like holiday shopping came back a little this year. MasterCard said this morning retail sales from November 1st through December 24th were more than 3.5% higher than a year ago. But that's not the whole story. Here's Chief Investment Strategist Sam Stovall at S&P Equity Research. He's with us live from New York. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Bill.
Retail is a very broad term. What kind of stores sold well this season?
Well, this season, what we expect is to see a lot of the value players, meaning those companies that offer good values to the consumers that are not trying to go for the glitz or the high-end retailing, so basically the discounters.
Okay. And how much of that spending do you figure came on borrowed money?
Well, that's a good question, because we did see some borrowed money, if you will, or money given to consumers by the government in the form of cash for clunkers, as well as rebates for new homes. So some of the money might have come from that. But really, I think investors and consumers are just feeling a little bit better about the overall economy, and therefore were willing to spend it in this holiday.
I was thinking of buying on consumer credit. Is it too early to say how the sales are going to figure into consumers' overall financial picture?
Well, the consumers right now are still up to their ears in debt. Before the year 2000, less than 100% of our income was owed in debt. Today, however, it's about 130%. So we owe more than 30% of what we make every year. And so we think that'll continue to hold back consumers' increased spending patterns.
Right. Sam Stovall there at S&P Equity Research. Thanks a lot, Sam.
You're welcome, Bill.
By the way, the best-selling items over the holiday season: Amazon's Kindle e-book reader, Apple's iPod Touch, Nintendo's Wii Fit Plus with balance board, men's Levi's 501 jeans, and Sarah Palin's book Going Rogue. In other news, investigators are trying to figure out how a man snuck explosives aboard a Northwest flight from Amsterdam to Detroit this weekend. The incident has airport security tightened again. There'll be more canine patrols, more inspections, all of which will cost money, as Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports.
Most of the cost of the additional security measures are going to be paid for by the government through the Transportation Security Administration, or TSA. Tom Smith is with the Airports Council International. He explains the extent of the federal government's responsibility.
The federal government will pick up the expenses at the point of the screening line, either additional manpower deployed or just the hourly cost of additional screening. That's a TSA expense. The magnetometers, the x-ray machines for the luggage, that's a TSA expense.
Those are all disbursed through the federal budget. That $2.50 security fee on each leg of your trip helps pay for it. He says it's hard to know how these new costs will compare to other ramp-ups of security, because that money was all appropriated through broader expansions of the TSA. Smith says anything that comes before the security line, like police officers or bomb-sniffing dogs, are the responsibility of the airport or the local law enforcement. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Bank of America, working to meet the capital needs of qualified businesses and consumers. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/ahead.
This is a big time for looking back at the year gone by, but really, do you Do you want to relive 2009? Let's just look forward with former Labor Secretary Robert Reich. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
We've got to start with jobs. What do you expect for employment in 2010?
Well, the news is probably going to be pretty good. Employers will start hiring again, not because of a big pickup in demand, but because companies will start replacing inventories and consumers will have to replace cars and appliances that have worn out. Also because the government is still going to have a lot of stimulus spending to go, and the Fed has no intention of raising rates anytime soon.
And speaking of interest rates there, where are you on the great inflation debate?
No worry there. Whether it's something like Japan going into deflation or Dubai defaulting on its debts, global investors will continue to seek the safety of the dollar, which means we'll be able to continue to borrow from the rest of the world at very low interest rates.
You did mention being worried about our abounding federal budget deficit.
Well, I'm not. Actually, as consumers and firms continue to cut their debt loads, and state governments are still slashing jobs and raising taxes, which they will do in 2010, the federal government may have to go even deeper into debt just to keep the economy on track.
What about the stock market?
I expect a correction. The market is way ahead of the real economy right now, so I'm a little concerned. This can't go on for long.
So, Robert, when we have this discussion a year from now, where do you think our economy is going to be overall?
I expect better than we are today, Bill, but I'm afraid not by much. I wish I could be more optimistic, but that's my honest prediction.
Fair enough. Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich is now a professor of public policy at the University of California at Berkeley. A happy new year, Robert.
Happy new year to you, Bill.
And finally, if 2010 brings any hurt feelings, might I recommend Tylenol? A study in the journal Psychological Science suggests acetaminophen might relieve the psychological pain that comes with social rejection. The researchers say they're trying to better understand that mind-body connection. This is Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.